Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This podcast is about Nat Turner and what he did to persevere in his rebellion. Nat's rebellion was very effective and ended up killing 55 white people and changing the future of the U.S. It took extreme planning and belief in himself and a very strong religious base and belief in God. Nat was respected by all for his braveness and how he carried himself throughout his rough conditions, and his entire life. Firstly, Nat was never fearful of anyone or their power. He had to fear no one to be able to pull off a rebellion that was successful in times where there was the littlest amount of freedom for a group of people in history. One man named Thomas Gray, who was Nat's lawyer and wrote his confessions, said his blood curled in his veins when he sat across from Nat. Nat wasn't even threatening him. It was just how Nat carried himself that made Gray feel like this. Another trait Nat had is that he never gave up and always fought, which was a gritty attitude that not many people had. He even stayed in hiding for 2 months after the rebellion was stopped, without being caught, even though there was a manhunt for him. He had obviously planned this. So he wasn't all cocky thinking he wouldn't be stopped. He was prepared for everything and all outcomes. This connects to another trait he has. He always kept his mind in the right place. He never got too low or too high. He kept a smooth mindset, and this helped him throughout his rebellion. One other big aspect in Nat's life was God and religion. Nat had learned from his grandmother at a young age about religion, and became very interested and felt connected with God from a young age. He once said, "I would surely be a prophet, as the Lord had shown me things that had happened before my birth." Nat had many visions like this that showed him what to do when it came to things like a rebellion and slavery. For example, "The Spirit instantly appeared to me and said the serpent was loosened." This refers to the whites and their wrath was released and would get worse. So this was a sign that Nat knew he had to do something about it. Nat also had another view from God that he needed to start a rebellion soon. "White spirits and black spirits engaged in battle, and the sun was darkened." This told Nat to start a rebellion, but is also why Nat knew what night to start it. One night, there was a solar eclipse where the sun was darkened, and Nat knew this was the time to start the rebellion, and that he did. Another thing that happened because of Nat's rebellion is America started reconsidering slavery for the first time in history. Because of Nat and him proving the insecurity of slavery for the whites, this is why they started reconsidering and because they were scared of their future. But instead of ending slavery, the white people and slave owners just tightened up on the freedoms of slaves, limiting the little slaves had in the first place. Now, slaves were not allowed to be educated at all, no matter what circumstance. This is because of Nat being so smart and devious in his planning a rebellion and executing it. The slave owners got scared of what could happen with other educated slaves. So this is why they just cut off the education in total. But these weren't the only punishments. There were also physical repercussions to many people who may have not even been involved with the rebellion. This is because the white people were so cruel and wanted to make sure everyone suffered for Nat's actions, hopefully scaring anyone to try to start a rebellion again. State and federal troops beat, tortured, and murdered some 200 blacks. They did not only injure and kill 200 people, but left many families and communities more devastated than they had already been by being enslaved. And these 200 people are on top of the 55 killed or incarcerated in the rebellion. All of these things happened because white people were scared of what could happen with slavery and were scared about the future of their lives. In conclusion, Nat was able to achieve all his goals, no matter what, because of his trust in God and himself. Nat affected the entire future of the U.S. and was a role model in the future revolts to end slavery. Without Nat, everyone in the USA could be in an entirely different place, and slavery in our country and around the world could be in a different place if he didn't show ending slavery was possible. He never gave up on his goals and continued to persevere no matter how desperate or rough the times were, which should be a lesson for everyone in life. Overall, I would like to leave you with this. Without Nat, America would not be the same, and we may not have seen some of our greatest leaders emerge if Nat had not been a strong figure and set a good example in history. Thank you.